and you just didn't stop and realize the wastefulness of the American people, you know, until you hear something like that, see. Then it makes you kind of take inventory on yourself, you know. And I found myself, after I heard that, looking in my own garbage can, you know. And consequently, I had to say a few words to the madam.
That story now, the garbage can, huh? Did you ever make a dish by cooking it, grinding up the liver and cooking it?
Sal, she talking about?
I don't know. I just not want to know. Did you ever have
it? Well, there was they used to make souse and hog head cheese, you know.
Yeah. What was souse?
Well, I don't know what all went in it. But it was good.
It was? What did it look like?
Well, it was about like the, in other words, you put it in the intestine, you know what I mean,
yeah.
Chitlin.
Yeah.
And like a weenie.
You mean it was a...
It was like a sausage, you know what I mean, but it was, in other words, you just made this stuff, ground this stuff up, you know, and you put it in this skin, you know.
Yeah.
And then you just, you pre-cooked it, you know. And then you just slice off a chunk of that souse, you know, and hunk of bed, a cat head, you know, biscuit. It was good. I don't know what it was, but it was some part, you know, of the hog.
Did you ever take the juice of the hog, or the head of the cheese, hog head cheese, or, and maybe stir it up with cornmeal, or maybe some of the hog meat? Cook it later after
we
get cold, you might slice it
and
fry it?
No, I don't remember. I mean, mother and them, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
They made so many dishes back in them days, I mean, I wasn't that much on cooking. Never have been, but.
Yeah.
I could fry an egg and make some grits and stuff like that. I could keep them starving, you know. But I never had the desire to really be a cook, you know.
Yeah.
That was beneath my dignity.
Okay. Now it's time to feed the stock and do the chores. You say it's...
Chore time.
Chore time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Time to do the chores.
Do you ever have cows you call? What about some of the calls you make to some of the animals, Mr. Roy? Some of the animals, you know.
Like you call them up to feed them?
Yeah.
Well?
Just cut loose and do something for them.
Actually, we never, most of our animals, you know what I mean, we never did really have a, a big area.
Mm-hmm.
And with the exception of the cow, we would let her out. And we had a dog named Spot. And my mother had the most influence over that dog that I ever saw a woman have over any other dog in my life. And Delmas at that time had several hundred head of cattle. And our milk cow used to range with them. And if my mother wanted to go somewhere or do something, if it wasn't milking time, now usually at a certain time, you know, these cows come in on their own. But if mother wanted to go somewhere or do something, you know, and didn't want to wait around to milk that cow, because she was doing most of the milking, why, she could send Spot after that cow. And so all she had to do was walk out there and say, Spot, go get put. That was the cow's.